So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel and Aleph taught, Misha Nashchei Kelev Shaita, E Machil Noisei Mechatzer Kavet Shalai. V'Masei Ben Charesh Mater. If someone was bitten by a mad dog, the Tanakhama holds that we may not feed him the liver of this dog, which some consider a remedy for this bite, because the curative powers of this remedy were doubtful, and we only permit eating non-kosher food for proven remedies. V'Masei Ben Charesh holds that he may eat it because he considers this a proper remedy. Ramasi Macharish also taught that if someone contracted an infection in his throat or mouth, which could spread and develop into a serious illness, we may administer any type of medicine even on Shabbos, as this is considered suffering nefashis, which is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara teaches several remedies for this illness, Safidna. Rabbi Yochanan allowed making these mixtures even on Shabbos, as Safidna was a potentially dangerous illness which could lead to life-threatening situations. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling would concur, even with the Chacham who argued with Rabbi Masi Macharish, who rendered several lenient rulings regarding refuah. They were, Misha Achzai Yarkan, Machil Noisai Basar Chamar. If someone contracted jaundice, he may be fed non-kosher meat of a donkey as a cure. Misha Neshachai Kelib Shaita, one who is bitten by a rabid dog may be fed from a part of the liver of the same dog. Someone who contracted a mouth infection is allowed to take medicine even on Shabbos, since this is potentially a life-threatening illness, and these are proven remedies. From the fact that this last teaching was taught separately in the Mishnah, we understand that even the Chacham agree with it, that in such a case of Safek Pikuach Nefesh, medicines are permissible on Shabbos. On the topic of Safek Pikuach Nefesh, the Gemara continues. Lomali Sula Meimer v'chol Safek Nefashis Teiches HaShabbos. The Gemara clarifies that this halacha is repeated in the Mishnah to highlight the importance of saving a Jewish life, as Rabbi Yehuda teaches in the name of Rav. Lai Safek Shabbos Zubel V'aromer, lafila Safek Shabbos Acheres. If a sick person needs an 8-day treatment, which begins on Shabbos, we should not wait for Matzah Shabbos of the first Shabbos to administer the treatment, and try to prevent Chil Shabbos up to Shabbosim, but rather we administer treatment immediately, even if it means being Mechal Shabbos twice. Furthermore, Ein Oisin Devarm Halalu, Loyal De Nachrim, Veloyal De Katanim, Ella, Ayde Gedoyli Yisrael. We don't seek to have these life-saving tasks done on Shabbos by non-Jews or minors, but rather by Jewish adults. Moreover, Mefakchen Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos, V'Hazariz Harizim Meshubach, V'Ein Tzarech Litzul Rishos Mebezdin. One who is expedient in these matters is praiseworthy, and one need not consult with Beis Din before acting to save a life on Shabbos. The Gemara cites several examples. Rod tinik shenafel liyam, paris mitzudo maleyu. If one sees a child drowning, he may save him with a fish net, even though he will also catch fish along with the drowning child. Rod tinik shenafel lebayr, ikur chulya maleyu. If one sees a child who fell into a pit, he may uproot the rim of the pit to save the child, although he is creating a permanent step in the process. If a child locked himself inside a door, he may break down the door, even though he could use the pieces of wood that would be created from the broken door. In all these cases, praiseworthy is he who acts quickly in these matters, and one need not consult with Bezdin before acting. The Gemara continues, Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Loi holchu b'pikuach nefesh acharoiv. We do not follow the majority when it comes to saving a life. Rashi explains this statement to be referring to a case of where there was a group of people, which included Jews and non-Jews. A structure or wall collapsed upon one of them, and we do not know whether the person to be saved is a Jew or non-Jew. Even the case where the halacha of following the Rav dictates that he's a non-Jew, we consider it a suffix. Doubtful, and therefore we are Mechal Shabbos to save him based on Safek Nefash L'Hakol. The Gemara clarifies the scenario Shmuel is referring to by first eliminating several possibilities as follows. Tishi Yisrael, Fakuti Echad Binayu, Rav Yisrael Ninu. Where the group consisted of 9 Jews and 1 non-Jew, it's obvious that we're Mechal Shabbos to save him because Rav dictates that he's a Jew. Palga, Safek Nefash L'Hakol. If the group is 50-50, it is also clear that we are Mechal Shabbos to save him because Safek Nefash L'Hakol. However, in the case of Tisha Kutayim, the Yisrael Echad, where there were 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew, Shmuel had to teach us that we are Machal Shabbos to save him, even though the Jew is in the minority, and the halacha following the Rav dictates that he's a non-Jew, we nevertheless consider him a Safik, and therefore we are Machal Shabbos to save him, based on Safik Nefashas Lahakal. The Gemara elaborates further, that even in this case of Tishrei Keterim B'Yisrael Echad, if they were all Ba'is HaChatzer in one courtyard, we would not require the Chiddush of Shmuel. And of course he is considered a Safik based on the halacha of Kol Kavua, Kemech Samech Tzedami. Any doubt that arises in a fixed location is treated like an even Safik, at Safik Nefash Lahakal. Therefore we must say that Shmuel is speaking of a case, the Parish L'Chatzer Acheres. And the Gemara adds, the Parish Kulu, as Tosfos explained. They all went from one Chatzer to another. And then they all left this Chatzer in only one state. Although generally we would say called the parish Meruba Parish, if the doubt arises outside of its fixed location, we assume it to have come from the majority, and therefore in this case the Rav dictates that he's a non-Jew, we nevertheless consider him a Safik, and we are Mechal Shabbos to save him. Rashi explains, Ha'ilvi Yischazik Yisrael lo yazlin nabas Meruba. Because it has been established that a Jew is in this Chatzer, and it is in this case that Shmuel taught lo'holchu b'pikuach nefesh achar Rav. But in the case of the parish Miktsasayu, where only some of the group went from one chatzah to the other, we are not Mechal Shabbos to save him because lo yischazik Yisrael, and we say called the parish Meruba Parish, we assume him to be a non-Jew.